opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line. Oh. That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call. All right, I'm ready for the last 11:31 now, Kevin. Let's go.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is... like he's just robbed a bank.
All right, maybe that'll change things for the Rams now.
No, it didn't change things for the Rams. That was probably the best part of that game. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. For a Tuesday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, if you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, and we're in studio, so we can take some phone calls, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O. And at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. And that was Westwood One, by the way, that we will give credit to for the audio at the top. And it's raining out there.
Only exciting thing about that
game. Why is your mic not on? Oh. Yeah, that's your mic there. There we go. Well, we're off to a wonderful start.
Son of a...
That's all right. That's all right. It's a Tuesday. The crap happens.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those days, Fred.
Well, I almost violated rule number one that we tell people when it's raining like this. The old turnaround, don't drown rule.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You almost drowned?
Well, I was coming in 59, and I actually had to pull over because I couldn't see, and there's water coming over the freeway. It was really bad. So I pulled over for a few minutes because I left with plenty of time so I could get here. And, I'd go down West Park instead, stay off the highway. And, yeah, there's a big pile of water there. Traffic report, by the way. Right-hand lane. And I went through it too fast and damn near wound up flooding the car.
Mm.
But and at that point, I'm thinking, man, I should just park and I'll get there when I get there. But, no, I'm an idiot. I have to be here on time.
Well, I'm glad you didn't drown.
I did not drown, and if you're out there in this mess, don't drown. Don't be a Falcon.
No.
Don't do that. Just turn around.
You drive a really small car, though.
I know. That's a problem.
Worry about drowning.
I love the car, but that's why I miss my Expedition.
Yeah.
It's because I could just fly through anything with that.
Like, that car makes your penis feel bigger. But then that weighs you down, and then your car's riding lower to the ground.
Still rather have a bigger penis.
Yeah, I mean, but there's downsides to it also, you know?
I guess.
Yeah. Plus, it makes you feel young.
Not really.
Really?
I'm old. No, I like being able to drive fast. I like being able to zip in and out of traffic, which, of course, you can't do on days like this.
I got to tell you, my truck can do that, and it's never going to drown.
Yeah. I bet mine's a little quicker. I'll just...
Okay. I've got that sport mode.
Yeah.
Thing gets up.
What's the fastest you've gotten it up to?
I mean, clearly, like 75 in some places in Texas. No, I've got it up like...
Hypothetically,
I've got it up like 104.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I got the 110 and it started scaring me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I slowed down. I could have gone faster, I think. But, you know, just hypothetically, of course, officers.
Right, right.
I would never do that.
No, that would be foolish.
No, and illegal. But if you're going over that bridge coming back from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's when you go.
Yeah, because there aren't any cops there right at the base of it.
Right.
So you can kind of fly. That's what I hear. I don't know. I haven't been over there in a while. 713-780-ESPN. What'd you think of the games last night?
I thought the second game was the worst game maybe I've ever seen in my life.
Kind of knew that going in, though, right?
I didn't think it would be that bad. I thought it would be pretty bad. I didn't think it would be like that. I mean, that was really unbearably bad. And that's I don't know what the Rams are going to do for the rest of the season. I mean, that was nightmarish for them. I mean, they have one game on their schedule easier than the one they just played, and it's when they have the 49ers at home. Literally, yeah. Every other team they play this year is better than the team that beat the crap out of them last night. And Todd Gurley didn't do anything. Aaron Donald got kicked out of – your best player got kicked out of the game. It couldn't have gone much worse for the Rams, I've got to say.
And not exactly a stellar performance from young Case Keenum.
Oh, boy. I'm guessing Chris Baldwin shed a tear last night for his boy Case Keenum, who is – technically an NFL starting quarterback.
Yep.
But did not perform as one.
No, and to be fair, they couldn't do anything. Todd Gurley couldn't run the ball. There were no holes there for him. And they just looked pathetic trying to move the football. And yeah, when the 49ers are making you look like that?
Yeah, what's going to happen the rest of the season?
When Blaine Gabbert is bending you over like that, that's not good. But first game, though, I will stick with this. I love watching the Steelers play. That offense is so much fun,
man.
And it's only going to get better when Le'Veon Bell's back. But, man, Antonio Brown is just so exciting. Big Ben is one of my favorite quarterbacks because he extends plays a little differently from other guys. He's just so damn big, guys will bounce off of him, and he just keeps moving around until he finds somebody open. And yeah, he makes some mistakes occasionally, but, man, he's just so much fun to watch. That team, they can get any kind of defense this year. They're going to be really, really good.
Yeah. And the Redskins, struggle bus. I mean, that's
but they had their chances early.
They did.
And when they couldn't get into the end zone, they're settling for field goals and not taking advantage of the turnover and things like that, then that was pretty much their opportunity to get in the game. They needed to get up 21-0 there, and it didn't happen. So – but it's fun watching that Steelers offense. There's just certain teams that I love to watch play, and they're one of them. And you know, I think they're going to have a hell of a season.
Yep, it's a good squad, and I don't know how good they are defensively because I don't think much of the Redskins on offense, but they're going to score a ton of points. So I think that's one of the teams that I enjoy watching.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
And also, I always forget that Berman does the second
game. Oh, I saw that.
People
are like, oh, I don't know why you're surprised. He does it every year. It's like, well, I remember Mike and Mike doing it one year.
That's what I remember. And
Gone!
Well, yeah, it was that was tough.
I muted it right away.
That was tough.
I did not listen to a single word that either one of them said.
And I got
to
be honest, I mean, the first game, it's – you realize what you're missing with Mike Tirico, man.
Yeah.
That is a big loss to that show.
I'm telling you, he is – that guy is really good. And the fact that he's already being underutilized in his new job, I wonder if he's having second thoughts about that.
Probably not, because he's probably making a ton of dough.
Yeah, he was making a ton of dough before, though.
It's just like Cowherd. Like, no one knows what he's doing anymore, but he's got way more money now, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this the other day. Van Pelt had a real interesting comment about all these guys going to Fox Sports 1 and how the Fox Sports guys always talking about ESPN's declining ratings and stuff, but you can't find Fox Sports 1 with a telescope.
Yeah.
And there's like less than 50,000 people or something watching Cowherd. And
people watch Fox Sports 1 when there's a live sporting event on that show, on that station. Nobody, first of all, not many people watch SportsCenter anymore to begin with. I mean, I hate to burst Scott's bubble, but even fewer people are watching that Fox Sports Live or whatever their comparative show is to to SportsCenter. It's just, I mean, nobody's tuning in for that. People watch Fox Sports 1 when there's UFC fights or the occasional football or baseball game. That's what people watch Fox Sports 1 for.
Yeah, and
no one cares what those talking heads are saying.
No, and I'm not a person, and maybe I'm just because I'm old, I'm not going to tune in to see a TV show with Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock. It has zero appeal to me that I want to hear what those two guys have to say about anything. There's more interesting stuff on to watch. And unfortunately for them, I think I'm in the majority of it because not many people are tuning in.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing I saw, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and stay up and watch this game, have a couple drinks and chill, and then I see Berman's face on there. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Mute.
Ugh.
But at least I didn't have to listen to him.
No,
I was able to watch that game without...
I have a hard time watching games without sound at all. I like to hear the sound of the game.
Well, there's that, and I wish there was a way to just mute the announcers and just do game sound.
One day in the future, they'll have that technology.
I hope so.
I was smart enough to invent it, but I'm just not. But someone out there is smart enough, and they'll do it, and that'll be awesome.
Sell it separately. Don't even do it through the companies. Create your own thing. You can put on your TV and push a button, and it will mute half of it. Yeah, you ought to be able to do that. It's like taking the vocals out of a song so you can sing over it.
Pulling down the fader on that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Figure that out, guys.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, if you're driving around and you get pulled over by the cops, maybe you've had a beer or two with your dinner, which, by the way, that's perfectly legal, perfectly within your rights. But you're accused of DWI. Maybe you even failed a breath or blood test that you took that the police gave you. It's not the end of the world, guys. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. They're not even really warranted fit for breath testing on humans. Most states have abandoned the breath test machine because it's just antiquated technology. Same with the blood test. You know, a lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing, such as the fact that it's not testing your actual blood. It's testing the air above your blood, and it can't positively identify alcohol from other substances, can be easily contaminated. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests and the faulty science behind it. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in our city. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010. That's 713-524-1010, or visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tim says, turn on SAP. They're more entertaining, even though I don't understand Spanish. I might try that. Although it drives the wife nuts. Every now and then I'll watch that HBO Latino channel. Like if it's a movie I've seen 1,000 times, I'll watch it in Spanish. Batman Begins or something. And it drives her nuts.
Yeah.
Just because I like doing stuff like that. I like being irritating sometimes. And I know it pisses her off. So let's grab some phone calls. We'll lead it off with Travis. You're on The Blitz. What's up?
Hey, guys, I was just wondering if y'all have seen the ESPN power rankings on how the Packers moved up from number 6 to number 1 with barely beating the Jags, but the Steelers moved down 2 spots out of the number 1 spot. Hang up and listen.
I don't get the Packers being number 1. That's
I don't know what they saw. They saw that I didn't. I haven't seen their power rankings. So it's week 1, man. I mean, I think Pro Football Talks were pretty good. I saw theirs. They didn't drop the Cardinals too much for losing. Yeah, but yeah, they're just trying to get you to talk about them.
Yeah, I don't really worry about those power rankings for a while.
Me either. Every now and then, if like the Texans jump up to 5 or something,
it's interesting fodder, but it's not like it means anything.
Yeah, it's just opinions. I mean, we can do our own. Which is probably better. Maybe we will do our own. In fact, that's the way to do it. We'll do our own power rankings.
Okay.
I would not have the Packers won, I can tell you that.
No.
No. Well, not right now. We actually have to sit down and do them. Nice try, John. Trying to force us into something here? No, we'll do them. We'll do those like tomorrow. We'll have some tomorrow for you, and then from now on, we'll have them ready on Tuesday.
Okay,
how's that? Because it was hard enough to get my college rankings together for today. So,
seems reasonable.
Yeah. The Browns are number 5 in my power rankings now. I've just moved them up.
Yes.
You said that.
That's actually still true.
Oh, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says Texans were 7 on there.
Eh. 7?
Yeah, it seems a little high to me.
Wow.
Yeah, they will not be 7 in my power rankings either. Those two I can confirm.
They'll be somewhere between 7 and 16.
Yeah, I mean, I almost have to default put them 16 because...
I think they're better than 16.
I do,
right
too.
Now.
I do, too. Especially after getting that win. They deserve to be a little higher than that. That was... we opened the show with Kevin Harlan talking about the streaker or doing a call on the streaker. That's the first time I've ever heard anything out of Kevin Harlan's mouth that I actually thought was good.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. He's one of those shtick guys where he's always talking about outside the numbers without telling you what's going on in the play. He's better on TV. Radio, though, and he's pretty good at basketball on radio, but when it comes to football, he never tells you what's going on in the play, where the play is. He's just making sure you know it's outside the numbers. And it's like, come on, man. Just, yeah, I know it's not the easiest job in the world because you got people talking in your head all the time, but just tell me where the ball is on the field, who's making the play. That's it. It's that simple. How many yards they got. If you're throwing a pass and it's well overthrown, tell me that.
Yeah.
So, let's try Joshua. What's up, Joshua?
I just wanted to see what you guys thought about Carson Wentz's first game performance and if the Browns maybe later on the season, if he keeps on performing the way he does, will regret not taking him, yet alone second guess the statement they made about him about a week ago.
Well, I mean, the Browns, they have now lost their starting quarterback. I'm sure they have some kind of regrets, but next year when the draft comes around and they've got a bunch of extra picks, they'll get over it.
And they're going to be
picking very high again.
They're probably going to be picking first, and Deshaun Watson's probably going to be a better prospect.
Or Josh Rosen.
Well, is he even eligible? Isn't he just a sophomore?
Is he?
I think he's a true sophomore.
True sophomore? Yeah, oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. I have to double check that.
Maybe right.
But I think Watson's a better prospect than these guys. I like Carson Wentz so far from one game. I thought he played well, but it's one of those grain of salt things because it's the Browns.
Yeah.
And they're not just bad on offense. They're bad on both sides of the ball. But, I think ask that question again around week 9. I think that's when you have a better idea. Let's try Frank. What's up, Frank?
Frank the Tank.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I was listening about that call that said something about the power rankings. I believe it goes off of the Green Bay Packers' schedule and their division. If you take a look at their schedule, every game on there is easily a winnable game for them, and especially with Teddy Bridgewater getting hurt and they play them twice.
I don't know about that, though, because they just played the Jags, and that wasn't an easily winnable game. So That's where I'm having a problem with it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'd also
if you're beating Jacksonville by 4 points, it doesn't mean that all the rest of the games on your schedule are gimmies. There's no way.
No, and before you write off the Vikings, I'd say they're a pretty talented team, and if they get any kind of play at quarterback, they're going to be competitive, and maybe the Lions offense has its act together. I don't know if they're. Well, of course, that was against the Colts defense too. That's why it's so hard to figure some of these games out because you just don't know what some of these teams are. Let's try.
You know who they have the number one quarterback coming out next year listed as?
Who?
Deshaun Kizer.
Really?
Yeah. Says he has a better physical skill set than Deshaun Watson, Brad Kay, or Chad Kelly. I mean,
okay. I'll take their word for it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I think, he hasn't looked good this year, but Watson has, he throws a tremendous ball. He's got a really good arm. He's got the added value of being very mobile. He keeps plays going. I think he's a fantastic quarterback. I think he's going to be a really good pro. But we'll see. That's for those guys to start talking about. And we're not going to start talking about the draft yet in week one of the season. It's a little early for that. But if you're the Browns, you have to take one of those guys, right?
Right. You're probably going to have to take a quarterback. You can't do that again.
No, you could just keep getting draft picks and trading down over and over and sucking every single year. Let's try Eddie. What's up, Eddie?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, my question's about Drew Brees and New Orleans Saints. Do you guys think that the New Orleans Saints defense is actually holding Drew Brees up from actually getting any kind of MVP votes? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, the fact that they have a bad defense means that Drew Brees gets to throw the ball around a little bit more, which means that it's probably helping him.
Yeah, except if they're 6-10,
you're not going to be the MVP.
No.
Yeah.
So, I think that Saints defense is last year it was historically bad. This year it's just really, really bad. It's not quite as bad as last year, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And just a tip for fantasy football, anytime you get a quarterback that's starting against the Saints defense, I don't care who it is, you start him. Let's try George. What's up, George?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so with Dak Prescott being the starter for the Cowboys, if he continues to be the starter and Carson Wentz having such a great week one, and maybe if Goff became active for the Rams, who do you think will have a more successful rookie year?
If Goff or Wentz? Is that what he's talking
about?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that question at all.
Yeah, we got to simplify things. Just ask what you, was he gone?
Yeah. John, do you have any idea what he was asking?
I do not.
Okay.
There's too much hubbub. Ask the question.
Yeah, get to the point. It's the blitz, man. That means get in, get out, boom.
I think he was asking about Goff and Wentz.
After
what I've seen last night, Wentz has a much easier path to early success.
Yeah, because I think the Eagles can win 6 or 7 games. I don't know if the Rams are going to do that. Now, I say that and watch, they'll come back and upset Seattle next week or something like that. But I liked Wentz better than Goff coming out of college, but I didn't think either one of them should go that high.
Yeah.
And I think they all should have gone about where Paxton Lynch went, who I liked as much as both those guys. But, you got to like what Wentz did in game one. But long way to go before we could start anointing rookies of the year.
John, that's not listed on our page.
No, it's not. And I did, because I didn't have it out and ready or anything.
Sorry, there's like 20 million libraries.
You screwed us here, buddy.
Yeah.
You screwed us. But
well,
that's
you wouldn't have known anyway. You would have asked me.
What do you mean I would have asked you? I mean, if it would have been on my list, we could have had that prepared. But that's all right. If you're hiring, if you got a small business and you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Because posting your job in one place just isn't enough to find all the quality candidates. It really isn't anymore. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do just that. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook or Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. You just post one time and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yeah, no more juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. And I got to tell you, having a few businesses here and there, getting the right person is the most important thing. And you need to get it out to as many people as possible so that you can get it screened and get the right candidates. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. If you got a business you need to hire, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I tell you about Carvestone Overlay from Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you've got an ugly grayed-out patio or an old pool deck and you want to spruce it up a bit, but you don't want to go through all the hassle of tearing everything out and starting over, CarStone is the answer, my friends. Gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great, and it's super durable. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied Outdoor Solutions, they stand behind CarStone with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build your space from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, and they can do it on residential and commercial projects. Ally can help you save some money as well. They've got a ton of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. There's no reason not to check out this CarveStone overlay. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get the CarveStone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for way less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or you can check out the CarveStone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's not your fault, John. We'll get it worked out. Somebody says, I think the caller was asking your opinion about which of the three would have the best rookie season out of Goff, Wentz, or Prescott. Well, just ask that.
It doesn't change my opinion. It's Carson Wentz.
Yeah. And A32 says, can we put to rest the notion that Aaron Donald is just as good or better than J.J. Watt? Talking about Pro Football Focus. The guy was getting single blocked yesterday and was a non-factor.
Oh.
Extremely hobbled Watt was more effective. Good player, not on the same level. No, you can't put that to rest from one game. That's...
Yeah, I disagree. The guy had a bad game.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. And he wasn't on the field very long either. But no.
I'm not going to go out and say he's better than J.J. Watt.
I don't think he's as good, but I think he's damn close.
I think he's about as close as you can find in the league.
Yeah.
That guy's a player.
He is. And
but did not have a good day yesterday.
No, and that's
he lost
thing.
His cool. I mean, it's just ugly.
Let's try Jason.
What's up, Sports
Jason?
Guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I wanted to get you guys' thoughts. If a team ended up in the discussion for the college football playoff, and what happened to Oklahoma State happened to them, do you think the committee would take it into consideration, or do you think it would just depend on what team it was if they would take it into consideration or not? I'll hang up and listen.
If what happened to Oklahoma State, he's talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they would, depending on the team. Let's say that's Notre Dame, and they had lost to Texas that way, and then didn't lose another game, but there were other one-loss teams. I think they would get in. I think it just depends on the program. Or Texas. If Texas were to lose a game like that to a good opponent now, I don't think you can lose to a Central Michigan
and
have it be that, because they shouldn't have been that close. But let's say Texas loses to TCU on that kind of play. Doesn't lose another game. And there's one loss teams from every Power 5 conference. I think they would take that into account. But yeah, they never should have lost that game, and TCU's pretty good. I don't think it's going to matter for Okie State.
I don't either.
If you can't beat that team at home and not have to have it come down to the end like that, you're not going to be in the playoff discussion. Let's try Ty. Or is it TV? It's Ty.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I have a fantasy football question. I want to know if I should hate myself completely. I'm in a dynasty league, and I traded D-Hop for Todd Gurley, Tyler Irvin, and like a late round pick, like a third or fourth rounder. It's a PPR league, so just wondering, I know it's only 1 week, if I should hate myself now or just give it to the rest of the season.
You traded Hopkins.
Secondly, you traded Hopkins
and got Gurley plus other stuff?
I got Gurley, Tyler Irvin, so, and he's also my handcuff because I own Miller, and a third round pick.
You did fine.
Yeah, you did fine.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. Honestly, if you traded Gurley for Hopkins straight up, I'd feel okay. Gurley's the best player you mentioned, so.
Is this where I have to do my...
Don't overreact after 1 week.
Well, this is where I have to do my... Okay, guys, if you're going to ask fantasy questions, well, let's wait till Wednesday when Christopher Harris is here and make them something that apply to somebody else. Because fantasy teams are pretty masturbatory. It's kind of like your religion. You know, you love it, but nobody else cares about it.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't want to turn this into a here's a fantasy question thing over and over a bit, which I'm cutting it off there. If you have a fantasy question that applies to a general thing that might come up with other people, then absolutely. On Wednesday. It's at the Dilly? Is that what that says?
It looks like Dilly.
Okay. What's up, Dilly?
What's up, Dilly? Hey, how you doing, guys?
Turn your radio down, Dilly.
Sports to you.
Sports to you.
Sports to you.
Turn your radio
first
down.
Time caller. Sorry. First time caller, long time listener. I was just wondering if the Texans offensive line actually did something and started blocking and protecting Brock this year, and Fuller had a pretty good rookie season. Do you think they can make a pretty good run in the playoffs?
I mean, it's still too early to say. As far as making a pretty good run in the playoffs, I don't know. I mean, that's way too early to say. I do think that they are a real potential playoff team. I think the offensive line looked good, but didn't look good enough. They're going to have to continue to get better, and obviously when they get some healthy pieces back, that should help. But and they've got to play. We've got to see if they're more of what they were in the second half or more of what they were in the first half. Because those were really two different teams. The Texans got outplayed by the Bears in the first half of that game. In the second half, it wasn't even close. The Texans dominated.
And you see that a lot, though. A good team will usually dominate the second half of a game.
Yeah.
And if they can do that on a consistent basis. Now, I think it's about making statements a little bit at a time. I think the next week's game is a big statement for them. Can they actually beat the Chiefs? And can Bill O'Brien actually match wits with Andy Reid? Last year, two times, it didn't work out. And now I know the playoff game got out of hand. And Hoyer starts throwing picks, but you give up a touchdown on the opening kickoff, and it goes downhill from there. I think that that'll be a different kind of challenge for them. And if they do that, then that's another week where you'll say, okay, they're looking pretty good. And then they'll get another nice test at New England. And I don't think they need to go in and win at New England, but if they go in there and not embarrass themselves and give themselves a chance to win that game, I'll have a higher opinion of them.
Yeah.
But it's so far so good. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. That was a good win. They were supposed to beat that team. They were supposed to not really have a lot of trouble with the Bears, and they didn't. I mean, they got off to the slow start, and the Bears played pretty well. But they got some weapons on that team. And there are times when Jay Cutler can put up points. But they did what they were supposed to do in the second half. So, wow. Saints cut C.J. Spiller. Did you see this tweet that Dustin quoted? After releasing C.J. Spiller, the Saints are now carrying $40 million of dead money on their 2016 salary cap.
That team sucks with the salary cap. I mean, they have always had issues.
Somebody should be fired for that because they signed these guys to big deals and then cut them early on, and they're stuck with it. Let's try Mitchell. What's going on, Mitchell? Mitchell?
Oh, all right. I had a question. How much confidence would you have in a parlay pick this week? The Eagles and the Jags. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I have to look at the numbers. I haven't even seen the odds come out. I haven't looked at any of the new lines yet. But I feel like the Jags are going to get a little bit of little less of a price than you would normally get, I think. Because of their performance last week, I think a lot of people are maybe starting to get excited about Jacksonville, even though they lost, just because they played the Packers really well. The Eagles, the Bears look like crap. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad line. +3, the Eagles. To me, that's actually pretty decent. It almost feels too good. Jacksonville at San Diego, though, that's... Remember, it's a road team now, and San Diego looked really good against the Chiefs for a while before they fell apart. I don't know. I mean, it's about like any other two-team parlay. I think you're probably about 40% to hit it.
All right, let's try David. What's up, David?
Hey now, David.
Hey, guys.
Sports.
I was wanting to get your opinion on, I know it's really early in the game yet, but even Trent Dilfer said that he doesn't think Tony Romo will ever see the field for the Cowboys as their starting quarterback again. With the best offensive line in football and a no-name defense, but with what looks like could be the second coming of the triplets with Zeke Elliott, you know, Dak Prescott, and Dez Bryant, do you think the Cowboys are maybe in a position to start making a run like they did in the early 90s?
No. I got to tell you, Dak Prescott's not that good. I mean, comparing Dak Prescott to Troy Aikman is borderline ludicrous. You guys got so enamored with what you saw in the preseason. Hey. Dak Prescott is starting out of necessity.
Can we amend?
And I don't even know what Ezekiel Elliott is. He didn't look that great.
Can we amend this whole best offensive line in football to say on paper the best offensive line in football? Because
they were the best offensive line last year. I mean, I think they're very good.
I think they have the best players, but they couldn't run the ball against the Giants. They don't protect Tony Romo because he keeps getting hurt. I think, you know, do I think they have the best talent? I don't know if they're the best, though. Yeah, you got to have your rookie running back averaging more than 2.7 a carry. I mean, isn't that part on the offensive line?
Yeah. But listen, until they've got to figure out a quarterback, no, they're not going to make a run because Dak Prescott is not a great quarterback.
And while I like him long term, if you really think he's going to come out and be great year one because he had a nice preseason. Brother Bear, what are the odds 3 or 4 blitzers still believe the Texans should have signed Bob Griffin and or not trade Case Keenum?
There's still a few
out there. Yeah, there's still a few people out there.
There's always a few truthers out there.
They won't admit it. They probably should.
They feel it. They believe it.
Yeah. And I think Romo will be back. And I think he'll play really well. And if I think you need Dak Prescott to keep you close to 500 until Romo gets back. That's it. That's what you should expect for him. But this whole triplet thing,
Yeah, but if Romo never sees the field again, I got to tell you, I mean, Dak Prescott maybe in 2 or 3 years is a guy that you could see on the field. What I've seen of Dak Prescott right now is he can run the most vanilla of vanilla offenses, and that's not going to work.
And nobody's going to make a run like in the 90s again. The salary cap will not allow it. That's one thing that if you go back and look at those teams, they were able to keep them together for a long time because there was no salary cap. Well, there's a salary cap now.
Yep.
And that's kind of what helped end that, as a matter of fact. So you're not getting back to the 90s where you're winning 3 out of 4. I don't think there's anybody out there that can do that other than the Patriots.
All right, guys, got to tell you about what's going on the Kima Boardwalk a week from Saturday. It's Saturday, September 24th. It's the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival going on, and there's a ton of great breweries out there, 24, in fact, including locals like 8th Wonder, Carbox, St. Arnold. Galveston Island Brewing is going to be out there, as well as a couple nationals like Ballast Point, Bear Republic, and Rogue. New Belgium will be there. It's going to be a lot of great brew. Over 72 different craft beers out there. $44.95 in advance for tickets. Buy them online at KimaBeerFest.com. Military, you guys are only $39.95 on site. And your tickets not only include all the beer samples, but there's going to be giveaways. There's beer brats out there. And there's live music. A couple of American blues rock bands on stage, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and the Slags will be out there. And it's an all-day thing, guys. It's going to be a good time out on the Kima Boardwalk. Go to KimaBeerFest.com to check out the breweries, get your tickets. You can do it all there. That's next Saturday, September 24th, the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival. Hope to see you out there. KimaBeerFest.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Today's ESPN 97.5 pristine auction item of the day is an Antonio Brown signed Steelers jersey, lot number 645814. 645814. The current bid is $63. Visit pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com. Autograph memorabilia up for auction for the fan of any team. Daily and weekly auctions ending nightly with hundreds of lots. Free and quick to register. Make sure you tell them you heard about Pristine Auction from ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. So, yeah, salary cap started in 94. And then the Cowboys' last Super Bowl was 95 season. So the Switzer year was a cap year. But you can't, it's hard to build teams like that would just win year in and year out unless the closest you're going to have are teams like, you know, you mentioned the Patriots. The Packers are always good, but they've also got fantastic quarterback. Doesn't mean you're going to win every year. The Steelers do a good job of being competitive year in and year out, but how many Super Bowls have those guys won? You know, the Patriots, it was, what, 10 years between Super Bowls for them? Steelers haven't won one since 2009. Packers haven't won one since they beat the Steelers.
It's not that easy.
To win three out of four, I don't think you're ever going to see it again.
But and not with Dak Prescott at the helm, I promise. I don't know. I mean, I understand that there's always hope at the beginning of the season, but I mean, if you watch that game,
I thought it was okay.
Cowboy fan, I would have been frustrated with it. I mean, I think he left a lot of points on the field where they were settling and. That's why they lost the game, settling for field goals.
Let's see what Marcus has to say. What's up, Marcus?
Man, listen, guys, man, I just got to thank you. Listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I hate Cowboys fans for this reason, exactly what the caller just said. If you watch that game and you see exactly what I saw, you see points, just like you said, points. He threw it over the wrong shoulder for Dez Bryant, stuff that Tony Romo doesn't make the mistakes of. But it just seems like Cowboy fans are so quick to say, get rid of Tony Romo for whatever. Dak Prescott has the ability to be a good player, but he has to sit and learn a lot. I haven't played football at the highest level in a long time, but I can look at this and say, oh, my God, Dak, seriously? And I think that he has the ability to be good, but if you're going to say that, I don't care if Dak Prescott goes 7-0 for the rest of the game, so he ends up 7-1. If Tony Romo comes back, he's going to start because Tony Romo would have went 8-0 with better numbers. If you watch that game, he looked just like last year when Matt Castle was playing. He didn't make any turnovers. He threw for a lot of yards, but he couldn't get it in the end zone. He couldn't do nothing to win. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? You know who ruined this? Russell Wilson. Third-round pick comes in and immediately makes the team better, starts at quarterback as a rookie, plays really well. Now everybody thinks that's going to be, oh, we're going to find our Russell Wilson in the third round. It's just like finding Tom Brady in the sixth round. I like Dak. I do. I think he's eventually got a chance to be something like that. But man, if you're asking him to do that week two of the season, just go out there and not suck. That's what you really
need. Easy.
You should have enough around you where, yeah, you're not going to make every play. But extend some plays with your legs, make a few throws here and there, and just do me one favor, please get the ball to Dez Bryant more than one time. That's what I would ask for. DJ got his shirt of yours.
All good.
Yeah, he posted a picture there on Twitter. It's a damn good shirt.
Thank you.
All right, let's try one more. Ryan. What's up, Ryan? Ryan, go. All right, that didn't work. 979 says, a sensible Cowboys fan. What the hell is this? And see, here's what, Big Ben was pretty good early in his career. Big Ben was also a first-round draft pick, and they won in spite of him, really, that first year.
Yeah, he was not good that first
year. Go back and look at his Super Bowl. They won because they had a fantastic defense and they could run the ball, and he just didn't make catastrophic mistakes. He didn't become what he was until, you know, 3 years into his career, 4 years into his career. In fact, I'll give you another one. Go look at Brady's numbers from his first year. That was a team that ran the football and played terrific defense, and he just didn't turn the ball over. And he wasn't Trent Dilfer because he could make a few plays, but he wasn't brilliant like that either. And if you can get that, that's probably good enough, but you have to be able to run the football. You have to be able to play really good defense.
Yeah, I I'm not saying that I don't think Dak's ever going to be a player. He might be.
I like him. I think he's got a chance down the road to be a very good player. Be a starting quarterback.
I just think
they
drafted him with the hopes that they could let him sit and marinate for a while. And he just got, in the way it worked out, he ends up getting thrown straight into the fire. And I mean, I don't know. How many times did he really throw the ball down the field? And most everything was to Cole Beasley and Jason Witten, like quick out stuff. It was just they got to the red zone three times. They scored 13 points. Yeah. I mean, and that's really what cost him the game. So I just don't think that he's anywhere near where we can be talking about him as a Troy Aikman type player, not even a Tony Romo type player.
Yeah, but all right, that's your Cowboys talk for the day. We come back under our college football rankings, get a little college in.
We can do that.
All right.
Sorry, we can do that. I had to say that off mic. I was digging through my folder because I got to tell you about Window World. I love these guys. They're providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, and their energy-saving windows are made right here in the good old U.S. of A. They carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. They're going to come in. They're going to tell you what it'll cost to do your house. And if you don't like it, okay, they'll pack up and leave. If you do like it, they can get the job done usually in less than a day. It's going to save you a lot of money over the long term. They've got it's going to pay for itself long term with the energy bill savings. But it's got a lifetime transferable warranty, which includes glass breakage. So the value of your house is increased. If you ever have a rock chucked through the window, no problem. They'll come out and fix it for free. These guys do it all. Go to windowworldhouston.com or give them a call, 713-439-1172. That's Window World, windowworldhouston.com.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.